T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DiTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And we're joined on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line by Jeff Perlman, author of the latest book. In fact, I got it in this morning, The Last Folk Hero, The Life and Myth of Bo Jackson. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Jeff, I texted you this probably a month back when I saw the preview of the book. I've scouted now for, it's 37 years. The guy that's the highest rated player I ever scouted, Bo Jackson.
Think of that.
And so I went back and looked, because people were like, what were you had on the negatives on him? And I wrote on there that he had missed some time with some injuries, and that players and even maybe some coaches questioned a little bit about the severity of the injury. And the other part was he wasn't a twin. They didn't have a second one like him. I couldn't find anything else. That was the only negative I could find on Bo Jackson. And it's amazing. Bob and I talked about this in the time frame of there. We see maybe in the last 50 years, the greatest athlete. When you talk about playing at the highest level, football and baseball, Bo Jackson and Dion.
Doing the exact same thing.
To be an all-star and to be like, okay, I'm not playing AAA baseball or I'm trying to make the NFL. No, you're a stud in the NFL and you're a stud in Major League Baseball. Come on. I mean, there ain't too many players on the people on the planet that's
that
like
can
that.
Walk that.
Yeah. Come on, that's.
I mean, it's funny. I was actually going to ask you, Bobby, if you remember this, but Bo Jackson was with the Raiders and they played the Saints one game, and I talked to Pat Swilling about this. He had the first two runs of the game. He ran for 20 and I think 22 yards, pulled a hamstring, was jogging off the field, says to Pat Swilling, I was about to put a boot in your ass, and jogs off the field and never had another run that day because he had a pulled hamstring. And Pat Swilling said it was the greatest relief for the Saints defense.
Oh, without
a
doubt.
The guy was just preposterous, like just ridiculous.
And, you know, if I can recall, Jeff, I think that was a Monday night game, and then we won convincingly. And all I know is Bo Jackson. You know, you look at NFL players, you know, like man versus man. But at times he was like a man amongst boys. I mean, he was truly that. You know, I look at old school like Jim Brown and all and what he was able to do. But Jim Brown, he was a stud running back, one of the greatest ever in the history of the world. But he wasn't as fast as Bo Jackson. I even look at like Herschel Walker, what he did at Georgia, helping winning a national championship. As good as Herschel Walker was, I'm like, I've witnessed it. I witnessed all of this. Herschel Walker was great, but he was no Bo Jackson. I'm telling you. Bo Jackson was a freak of nature. And the one thing, Jeff, if you try and do this or all your friends or anyone, and I told this to my kids or anybody, you know, you talk like, okay, just get a baseball bat and just like, okay, just try and break it over your thigh. You're going to hurt yourself. I'm like, I remember doing that one time, and I go, man, I got a deep thigh bruise. And Bo would do that, and like it was like a toothpick. I mean, I've never witnessed that by nobody.
Wait, I'll tell you give you the quick Bo Jackson, how crazy this guy was. All right. He went to high school in Alabama, McAdory High School. And as a junior and senior, he won back-to-back state decathlon championships. Both times, Whoa. The last event in the decathlon is the 1500. He hated distance running, so he got enough points ahead he didn't have to do it. His senior year, he won the state decathlon championship, never took his sweatpants off, sprained his ankle midway through, still won. The day after the decathlon, McAdory's baseball team had a playoff game. They needed someone to pitch. Bo Jackson hadn't pitched that year. He pitches one game. He strikes out 13 in the win. He stole 90 of 91 bases in high school. He set a single-season national home run record with 20. He goes to Auburn. He runs a 4.13 40, wins the Heisman Trophy, was a second-round pick of the Yankees coming out of high school, was the number one pick of the Buccaneers coming out of college, would have been the number one pick in the major league draft if they weren't afraid he was going to go to baseball. Shows up with the Raiders in 1987. Tom Flores has him run a 40 on grass and pads. He runs a 4.19. They don't believe it. They have him do it again. He runs a 4.17. And I just want to say the last thing. His first ever major league at bat, he gets an infield single. He beats a ball to second base out. He runs it in 3.6 seconds. It's the second fastest recorded time by a right-handed hitter in major league history. And after the game, he was asked what it meant to him to get his first hit off of Steve Carlton, who's obviously one of the great pitchers of all time. And Bo Jackson Phillies, had never heard of him. Bo Jackson had no idea who he was. Had never heard of him.
Who's that? I don't know. Who am I going against? And you know, Jeff, just looking at even like, you know, when he messed up his hip, I never forget, he was so powerful. I mean, that run against the Bengals when he's with the Raiders, he like, didn't he pull his like hip out of socket? And then all of a sudden, and then he couldn't be the same because he was so powerful how he injured himself on that run.
Yeah, it was called a vascular necrosis. And basically, there's a linebacker for the Bengals named Kevin Walker who grabbed his leg, and Bo was moving with such force forward that the hip came out of the socket. And he said the next day he went for a scan, and the doctor said, Bo, do you see all that black on the scan? And Bo's like, yeah. And he said, that's all your blood pooling in your hip. And it basically cut off the blood supply to the hip. And he ultimately needed an artificial hip. And the amazing thing, I mean, truly amazing, is he played two full major league seasons on the artificial hip your grandma would have gotten in 1990. Like, it was plastic and metal. It wasn't anything advanced. And he played two full major league seasons on an artificial hip.
No, you know, Jeff, and I think, that's why I'm telling you, Nike was smart, and the visionary Phil Knight and all, like, Bo knows. That's one of the reasons I even named my youngest son, T-Bob's little brother, Bo. And I just said, I don't know, that sounds good. Bo Hebert, Bo Knows. And it was all because of Bo Jackson. I mean, I'm telling you, this is the truth. Now, this is going back to late 80s, early 90s, and how the respect I had for Bo Jackson. And I'm a hunter and a fisherman. I can remember watching even Bo Jackson bow hunting.
Yes.
To shoot a bow and arrow. I mean, whatever. I mean, to me, there is nothing Bo Jackson could not do at the highest level.
I'll tell you something funny. When he was at the Royals, he really was into bow hunting, obviously, and he would set up a target in the Royals clubhouse and, you know, count off 30 paces, and he'd be shooting arrows across the clubhouse. And everyone on the Royals hated it, but nobody had the guts to say anything to him. So he literally would set up his archery set in the Royals clubhouse.
No, you know who to love, Bo? And then that's kind of old school because they used to be able to knock a target from 200 yards. I could see Bo Jackson, horseback, Genghis Khan, and the Mongols, and he'd have been able to pick somebody off because he was that talented.
Yeah, there you go. I agree. He, I honestly think, I'm not just saying this, I think he was the greatest athlete who ever lived. He was a
I agree.
He had Olympic speed. He ran track at Auburn. They if he had focused, you know, he was, I would say, like, Tyreek Hill is probably the fastest guy in the NFL right now. Bo Jackson outweighed Tyreek Hill by 40 pounds.
Right.
And he ran a faster 40 than Tyreek Hill. It's insane. It's just insane how strong he was and how fast he was and how powerful he was. There's never been an athlete, not Jim Thorpe, not Deion, not Bobby Hebert.
Listen, when you look at like pound for pound, and you might say, well, like you talk about Tyreek Hill and all that, but they're little. Bo Jackson was a manster. This was like,
for a track sprinter, he was a huge man. You don't see that.
Listen, Bo Jackson would run you over like Derrick Henry's doing today, but way faster. And Derrick Henry's and Derrick Henry's fast.
Yes.
But Bo Jackson was way faster.
Bo was mean. Bo did not pity the guy. There's a famous run, if you watch it on video, when Mike Harden was a defensive back with the Broncos. And Mike Harden was a hard hitting, bad man with the Broncos. And Bo just literally Bo runs over him a game against the Broncos. And James Lofton was playing wide receiver for the Broncos. And I talked to Tom Foley, who was one of the Broncos' defensive backs. And he said Lofton was blocking him. And Foley kept saying to Lofton, just keep blocking me, just keep blocking me. I don't want a part of this. Just keep blocking me, just keep blocking me.
Well, Bo, you know, Jeff, I have a question here. Because you would think like, and I think Lane Kiffin, I don't know, he might end up at Auburn. And you look at the great, you know, players like Cam Newton and all that won national championships at Auburn. You probably know this. You would think, like, why would Bo Jackson go to Auburn versus Alabama? What was intriguing about it? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Ken Donahue was a defensive coordinator at Alabama, and he recruited Bo. And he told Bo, he said, you know, we want you, but we think you might be better as a defensive player. And he said, if you come here as a running back, you might not start until your sophomore or junior year. And Pat Dye, meanwhile, was at Auburn. And he was really rebuilding the program. And he's like, you come here, you're going to fight for a job right away. And that was pretty much it for Bo. He didn't want to sit and wait at Alabama.
Jeff, I'll be honest. That's about as dumb as you get. But I got to be friends with Gay Culverhouse, the daughter of Hugh Culverhouse.
I knew Gay, sure.
And Gay passed away a couple of summers back. But her and I, we'd always have talks. And I asked her what happened with Bo. And she was like, Mike, listen, my dad – you know, nobody could get to him to explain to him. Bo was different. And my dad, being a trial lawyer, always felt as though, I don't want a fair deal. I want to beat you. And so he thought he could do the same thing with Bo, and it ticked him off. And she was like, you know, family members would tell him. She said, you know, a lot of people today that were around back then, I told Mr. Hugh, I told Culverhouse. She said, Mike, that's a bunch of BS. None of them told him anything. She said, us in the family barely told him because he thought he knew everything about everything. But she said it was one of the biggest screw-ups they had. And she said, you know, here was my dad talking about Bo Jackson. He graduated from Alabama. He was one of the biggest donors to the University of Alabama. And he was talking about the guy that could save our franchise is from Auburn. But she said, you know, we could not get to him to understand Bo was different than any other athlete that he had ever encountered in his life.
And Mike, when you say like over 600,000 or something like that, it was like versus that he don't go to Tampa Bay? I mean,
it's a crazy story.
Yes.
I'll tell you real quick. Bo was a senior at Auburn playing baseball. And the Buccaneers, when Bo was a senior, flew him on Culverhouse's private jet to Tampa to take a physical because they had the upcoming pick in the draft. Because of that flight, Bo lost his eligibility to finish his senior year in baseball. He blamed the Buccaneers. So then Lehman Bennett was the head coach of the Bucs, and he told Culverhouse, he said, I don't think this guy wants to play for us. And Culverhouse said, nah, we'll get him to play. Well, they draft him number one. And one of my favorite stories in the book is Steve Young is the quarterback for the Buccaneers. He just came over from the USFL.
Yeah.
And he's quarterback in the Bucs. And Culverhouse asked Steve Young to go with him and Bo Jackson to dinner. Bo Jackson flew into Tampa at the urging of his agents. We'll take Bo out for dinner. So the three of them are going out to dinner. Steve Young is supposed to make his sales pitch to Bo. Culverhouse leaves the table, and Bo Jackson leans into Steve Young and says, Steve, just so you know, there's no effing way I ever signed with this team.
Whoa. So why was that? Because from a financial perspective?
He felt disrespected.
Like the Buccaneers cost him his baseball eligibility.
Oh. Yeah,
he thought they did it on purpose.
Yes.
To try and, like, force his hand to play for Tampa Bay and all that. Oh, that makes sense. Oh. No, you got to play the game. Come on, look at you know what's crazy, Jeff, when you think of that, and then you look at Bo Jackson.
Okay, he disconnected, Bob. So
okay, but I'm just gonna say this to the public. Okay, you look at Bo Jackson, and the perception and what he did, you know, with the Raiders and all that. A lot of people don't even know Steve Young played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
A lot of people don't even know that, because I played against Steve Young when he was with the LA Express. You know, I've played Steve Young like 8 times. I got a winning record. He's in the Hall of Fame. Like, I won 5 times. He's won 3. You know, beat a couple of times when I was playing with the Falcons and all that. But the point being is that a lot of times, Mike, how many people know that Steve Young, and they might say, oh, but he was at USFL, LA Express.
They think he went to the 49ers.
Yeah.
But that was a pit stop.
No, he was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then it didn't work out. Then he had to go back up Joe Montana, and then Joe Montana didn't necessarily like that. You know,
and so one of them had to leave.
Steve Young.
And Joe had the back injury.
And then Steve Young ran Joe Montana out of town, and Joe Montana, he took the Chiefs to the playoffs, but he had to go to Kansas City. And then Steve Young, it was a win-win.
Yeah.
The 49ers were awesome with Joe Montana and Steve Young, bottom line.
We want to thank Jeff. Well, we sort of lost him in the conversation.
Thank you, Jeff.
But, man, we really appreciated Jeff. And, listen, if you want to buy a Christmas present for a sports fan, go get this book Jeff Perlman wrote on the life and myth of Bo Jackson. Got great stories in it about Bo. And, you know, as Jeff brought up, maybe the greatest athlete of our generation.
No, maybe you might have some Roman or something that was a chariot rider, like a Flavius Scarpus or something. But I'm going to tell you, Bo Jackson, if you look at modern-day American football, you might look at 100 years plus – or, 100 years and, half a century. There ain't nobody better than Bo Jackson. I'm telling you, now or even back then. There ain't no cat on the earth right now could do what Bo Jackson did either before or after Bo Jackson. That's why they had a whole campaign, Bo Knows by Nike. Bo Jackson was off the chart.
Absolutely. So we want to thank Jeff. And listen, go get that. Get the book. If you got a sports fan in your family, it's a great Christmas present. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.